The year was 1991. The place, the Consumer Electronics Show. Nintendo and Sony were working together to bring a CD-ROM version of the Super Famicom to the market. A mere 24 hours later, inexplicably creating a shockwave that would change the history of video games as we know it, Nintendo severed its partnership with Sony to go and make the same product with the inferior Philips Corporation. It was then that the path of vengeance was created. Sony knew what it had to do, and 3 years later, the legend arrived in the PlayStation 1. For the next 25 years, including the current year of our Lord, 2019, and with no stops of slowing down, the PlayStation brand has brought its brand of excellence across four home consoles, multiple portable handhelds, long live the Vita, and recently into the world of virtual reality. And that brand has no end in sight as it keeps moving toward its singular goal for gamers around the world, young and old, of all genders, races, religions, and knacks. This is the show all about recognizing this path of excellence. This is the show to celebrate the worlds and experiences that we get to play in. This is the show that highlights amazing developers doing shoes work. This is the show where greatness awaits. Welcome to the road to greatness. I am one of your hosts, Kyle Stevenson, a.k.a. WhoDatNinja73, alongside my co-host on this show, the best co-host in all the land, Mr. Joseph Moran, Mr. Badbit. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Bobby Pauls. What's going on? What's going on?
Is that a Bobby Pauls intro?
Yeah, yeah. Because right. he'll say it to Toby. He's like, the greatest co-host in all the land.
Oh.
Toby Thornton.
What's Did not up, realize then, I was taking some copyright infringement.
Right well, there. Then it's okay. It's all right. As long as you tell it after the fact, I think everybody's fine. But then, like, the difference between them and us is that they will fight for 20 minutes and not edit it out afterwards. And then we just compliment each other and give us, like, you know, security and sense of hope.
I don't think we've had a legitimate fight in any episode of anything.
No.
It's coming.
Have we ever fought?
No.
No.
It's coming, though.
You know what? I do. Can I set some tension here?
Yeah, go ahead.
There is something that annoys me about you.
Oh, no.
I hate when you doubt yourself.
Oh, I know you hate that.
It annoys me to know it.
I know.
Because I'm like, stop it. Stop it. You're so good. Knock it off. You knock it off.
I will doubt myself all I want.
No, you won't, sir, because we are talking about Death Stranding.
Yeah, we
today.
Are. All about hope. Bringing the cities of America back together.
City by city, rope by rope, stick and all that.
This is, if you just listened to our last episode, we went through chapters 3 and 4 of Fragile and Unger. This episode, we're going to go through Mama, Dead Man, and Clifford, which is chapters 5, 6, and 7.
We got a lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground, but very interesting. We're getting into, like, peak Kojima territory, I feel like, in these chapters.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's like the chiral, like, system is spiking, but not too dramatically. Once we hit episode 9, though, where shit will just...
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're... It's like you're either in or you're out.
You need to go to a college and take college courses to figure out what's going on.
Yup. Like, it's getting crazy, but we're not there yet. We're at Mama.
No. We are at Mama, chapter 5, and if you listen to our pilot and our episode 1, we want your feedback, your constructive criticism, so please let us know what you like about the show, what you don't like, tell us how you think we can improve, and we will 100% take that for granted, because we are going to do this all of next year. What was that?
You said we'll take it for granted.
That's not what I meant. I meant it the other way. We won't take it for granted. But in 2020, we're going to be doing the Road to Greatness for a Final Fantasy VII Remake, Cyberpunk 2077, Last of Us Part 2, and then whatever you guys might want to see. Is that Ghost of Tsushima? Is that a PS5 launch title? Who knows?
Are we going back to the PlayStation 1? The PlayStation 2? Are we doing Time Crisis 2? You're telling me you're doing Time Crisis 2. You said
are we doing Croc Legend of the Gobos?
What?
Because I'm down. So please hit us up on Patreon or send us messages on Twitter. Just let us know what we can be doing better, and we will absolutely look into that and make it the best show possible.
Thank you. With that, Kyle.
So previous episodes we have not done this, but in between a recording of the last one and this one, I found an IGN article where they actually go through the plot of each chapter. So from now on, we will be going through and we'll be doing a little bit of a plot synopsis for each chapter and get into the nitty gritty of each chapter itself.
And just like how we do in every episode of the Trophy Room, we want to give credit where credit is due. So if you want to read along with us, if you want to also get caught up as well, this is IGN.com and it's by Mitchell Saltzman. So big shout out to Mitchell. Big shout out to IGN because they made our day a little bit easier.
Yes,
so,
they did.
Thank you so much. Because
Death Stranding, if you can't tell from the last episode, a lot of things pop into our heads that we forgot about because there's a lot going on between emails, so between interactions with the preppers to Die Hard Man just barking out orders every time you go to get something, pick something up at the delivery distribution centers.
Like we forgot about the weather station.
Oh, yeah, and the Timefall Farm. There's a lot there that we forgot in the last one. Yeah. But
it's all right. It's bad.
It's okay. It's whatever. I think we both said, I think either before or after last episode, we only went to the Timefall Farm once, and then we never went back. Yes. So it's not. It wasn't super important.
Or maybe twice. No, I went back twice. Because the weather station's only important because it's predicting all these chiral spikes that are happening, which ergo enters episode 4 where you're in a tornado.
Tornado. You
know? Yeah. Just like, what's that movie with the...
Twister?
Chick with the no, the chick with the shoes.
Chick Yellow with Brick the Road. Shoes.
Yellow Brick Road.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
The chick with the shoes.
Thank God we're not doing a synopsis of that. Yeah. You know?
Oh, man.
Knocks it 3 times, but this time you're in a World War I and not like a magical land with the Oompa Loompas.
Absolutely, yeah. You're definitely honest not in that layer.
Honest to God, what were they called in that?
Oompa Loompas, you were right.
What? Oh, were they? No, I thought that.
Oh, Charlie no, Munchkins.
Munchkins.
I had a Charlie, I had a Willy Wonka and Wizard of Oz mix up there.
Oh, man. Anyway, episode 5. We got to bring Mama to Mountain Knot City.
Yeah, we got to bring her home. Mama, I'm coming home.
Yeah. So let's read the synopsis, shall we?
Sam's next stop has him meeting Mama, a woman who is tethered to her dead baby, which floats around her as a BT. Mama's story is a tragic one, but the short version of it is terrorists attacked the hospital while she was giving birth. She got stuck under rubble during the C-section operation, and her baby died while Mama lived, connecting them via the BT's umbilical cord. In the present, Mama informs Sam that the storm was the result of chiral density at a way higher than she ever expected. It's apparently a result of Sam connecting stations to the chiral network. Even stranger, the limiter that she placed on the Cupid, the device that Sam uses to connect stations to the chiral network, is faulty. She warns Sam that if he continues extending the chiral network as is, he may actually cause another Death Stranding. She gives Sam a new Cupid, but in order to get it to work, Sam needs to seek out a woman named Lachna. Lachna, as it turns out, is actually Mama's estranged twin sister. To prove that Lachna can trust him, Sam reunites the two sisters, but not before needing to cut the umbilical cord connecting Mama to her BT baby, and also running away from Higgs and his giant BT lion, the second BT mini-boss we see in the game. Yep. Mama, whose real name is Malingan, dies on arrival. A result of severing her ties with her BT baby. Her soul instead bonds as one with Lochness. Interestingly, Mama's physical body doesn't show any signs of necrotization. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Ooh, okay, so that's the story, right? First, you're trying to get to, it's your first mission. You start from the weather station, and you're supposed to make your way to Mountain Knot City.
Yeah.
Again, unify America.
Yeah.
You're passing by...
You go to Mama's first.
Right. And she's just like, go over to the weather station. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you're going to go to another distribution center.
Yeah.
And then go from that distribution center to the Mountain Knot distribution center.
Yeah.
And then to Mountain Knot City.
Yeah.
So you're connecting 3 waypoints. And what's pretty much stopping you is this gigantic mountain that is almost impassable. So you kind of have to go around the mountain to traverse around it. And in between, there are BTs and a ton of mules.
Yep.
Like, I've never seen encampments this big.
Yeah.
It was scary. So
it's a lot. It's also, I think, where we get into the mules that are bloodthirsty.
Yes.
They don't want to steal your packages. They just want to kill you.
Yeah, they will shoot at you with real bullets.
Yes, they will.
Which I was just like, what?
Do you want to die too?
Like, exactly. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But mm-hmm. it kind of goes into the Higgs territory of like, Higgs is trying to do this.
Yeah.
And so I would have liked it better if those mules were actually Higgs forces.
Mm-hmm.
That would have made a lot more sense to me. Would have been mm-hmm. a lot cooler, I think, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like urgency on the matter because mm-hmm. now we see Higgs as this true opposing threat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just these, you know,
yeah.
yellow suit guys that look like Marty McFly from yeah. Back to the Future 1.
before we get into those suited Marty McFly punks. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a goddamn alien!
I want to ask you a question because I feel like sure. this... My enjoyment of the beginning of this chapter was hindered because I saw promotional stuff with Mama already.
Oh, okay.
Because when you go into Mama's her building,
yeah.
You find out, or when you enter, your scanner starts going. Like, there's a yes. BT nearby. And Sam is like, wait, what's Mama's supposed to be here? Why is there a BT yeah. here? And he instantly covers his mouth, trying not to breathe, make noise. And then Mama comes out and is like, it's okay, it's all right. And then a BT baby kind of floats down into Mama's arms. And that was ruined for me by a character trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they introduced Mama in a character yeah. trailer months before the game came out. So for me, I think that would have been super cool if I didn't know that Mama was Mama because she has a BT baby.
I knew about that scene
mm-hmm.
going into it. I watched it too. Thought it was interesting, but it had no context. So then when I approached that scene again with context,
okay,
it started making sense to me. So when she's telling the story about like, yeah, like she's stuck in between these pillars, she's trying to escape, and you know, it's yeah. in the middle of a C-section.
The terrorist attack that we talked about last episode of yeah. the bomb going off in South Knot City,
yeah.
Mama was giving, she was in the hospital giving birth to this baby.
Yeah.
And during that attack is when she got crushed in the hospital and she was yeah. basically by herself underneath pillars of concrete.
Yeah.
And obviously she lost the baby.
Now we're from yeah. the tri-state area. So mm-hmm. like that immediately hits me as like a 9/11 story.
Absolutely.
You know yeah. what I mean? That's what I was getting from.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And with that, the scene was really powerful. It was really beautiful. There is one thing that I got very distracted by.
Mm-hmm.
She references with the baby that she's still lactating.
Yeah.
Because it's still technically attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, it helps with these. And she grabs her tits.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was just like, that's a Kojima-ass move. Yeah. Remember last time where I was like, everybody's being too sensitive?
Yeah.
That was the one where I'm like, I get it. This is weird. But now that you're making me look at him, is it my fault that I'm looking? You know what I mean? I think it's not a big
deal. I thought that also distracted from the scene.
Yeah, like, I was just
why? You didn't need it.
Why? Like, you could be like, yeah, I'm still lactating because of this. I'd be like, okay. You don't need to like, I'm not even kidding you. She grabs both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm just like, why do you need to you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if I was telling the doctor, like, oh, it burns when I pee and I grab myself, you know?
You just start like, peeing in the exam room.
Yeah, the doctor knows what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't need to, I don't know, it's enough. But yeah, no, other than that, awesome. I like her as a character.
I loved her, well. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's very depressed. Holy mm-hmm. crap. That was like, my whole thing is like, oh, she's really sad. Like, she's talking to you throughout, you know, episode, even through the prologue. She's a mm-hmm. super important character. And, like, she's always bummed out all the time. And I'm like, oh, man, what's her deal? And now you understand it. And I'm just like, all right, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she's stuck in that area. She cannot leave because she is attached to this baby as a BT.
Yep. So that's why. And so you try to go to Mount Knot City. I found the traversal there because now we're starting to experiment with mountain terrain.
Yep.
Like, you could go over that mountain, but there's a ton of BTs there.
Yeah.
Or you could, I went around it
mm-hmm.
and I tried to evade both of them, and I did successfully for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I love traversing through the mountain. I don't know about you, but there's just something about it. It's indescribable.
I prefer this mountain traversal to a chapter that's coming up soon.
Really?
Yeah, I know we differ on that one for sure. I prefer this one. And it's, I only did it the one time.
Okay.
And I'm trying to place where you get this upgrade. And I don't know if it's in this chapter or the next one. But yeah. I'll just say it now. You basically unlock zip lines. Where you connect zip lines. You do
unlock it in this one, yeah.
You connect zip lines to, you know, you can zip between points. I think it's 300 meters away from another one. Mm-hmm. You can zip, make traversal way better. So going back to the last chapter, what I ended up doing once I unlocked that. Oh, yeah, because Mama has one right outside her building.
For you to test out.
Yep. I went back. I built a bunch of PCCs, which you need to build construction type of
things.
Structures.
Structures.
And I went back and I connected Lake Knot City, which is the first city knot that you get to after you cross the lake with Fragile. Yeah. I connected that all the way to Mountain Knot City.
Holy shit.
I took my time. And oh. I went through. I stowed all my packages away in a post box. And I just loaded up on PCCs. And I built a zip line. I connected it all the way from there to Mountain Knot City. So that way I didn't have to worry about traversing the mountains. Wow. It took me at least 2 hours to do it. Not a lot with those.
Really?
No. Because it's hard to like it when you're traversing through it.
Not just that, but a lot of people put them up and they have no idea what to do with it next.
No. Yeah.
None whatsoever. A lot of people will put up one of the slingshots and it'd be like, all right, now you make the other one?
Yeah. No, I actually went through and created from one knot.
Yeah.
To a really long way away. It's not like it's super close. It took me 2 hours to do.
Exactly.
Like, I would take it out and it could tell you how close you are to the other one and if it will work or not. And I had to do math and geometry and angles. Like it's nuts. So once I set that up, I didn't really have a need to climb that mountain again. Because I would just zip through. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, finding those BTs in that area scared the shit out of me.
It's bad. So, it's it's tight quarters. It reminds me of the chapter one where you have to cross over the mountain the first. Yeah. It's very close quarters with the BTs. It's hard to kind of maneuver around them.
Yeah, and because, it's a lot of hills and valleys as well. Once you're up top of the mountain, it's not like a straight plateau.
No.
So, we meet Lachna.
At Mountain Knot City.
Mountain Knot City. And she wants nothing to do with you. She wants you out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't put the pieces together. I was like, who is this woman? Like, it sounds just like her. Like, what's the deal? Right? But here's where we get a little, listen, right? We're people with feelings, hearts, minds. I found Lachna extremely attractive. and I think it's the hair.
So did I. Okay,
I was just like, I don't know what this lady wants, but I'm going to do it because I'm in love with her. Yeah. And so I did it. But then you go back to Mama, and she's just like, okay, I need to see her, right? I need to kind of pay my dues. I need to tell her what happened.
This is also where I think she kind of tells you where Mama was in charge. They did, they equally did work on the chiral network.
Yeah,
the chiral network is their baby, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. Mama was in charge of the hardware part of it, and Lachna did the software.
Yes.
And so that is how the chiral network was born, and they had a falling out because Lachna believed, once the terrorist act happened, they severed connection because they both have dooms. And their special Doom's power was they can like telepathically communicate with each other. And so once that terrorist attack happened, the ties kind of stopped for one reason or another. We'll actually learn about that later, I think. Mm-hmm. And so Lachna believed once that happened that Mama ran away with her baby, with Lachna's baby.
Yeah.
And so Lachna felt betrayed. Yeah. Was very upset. So that's why she is so angry and so against even helping her out
at all. Helping out Breaches at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, Bridges didn't even try to help reunite them. Like, that's how she felt. Because Locke knows she falls in love. She meets some guy. That some guy dies. He's not important to the story. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, like, Mama's idea was for this, like, hey, you know what? Let's take this dead guy's goo and we'll make a baby. Since I can have the kid, it'll be your DNA because it's our DNA and his. And, yeah, and what Mama's really trying to do is trying to shield Lachna from the fact that she lost the baby and the only connection to her husband.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Which always gives me this idea, and it's going back to real life, and I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. If you marry an identical twin, because that's what Lachna and Mama are, and, like, you marry them, the other twin must then think, oh, this person finds me attractive as well.
You think in the weirdest ways.
That's why I'm like, this guy wants to also bone me. What's this stuff? Oh, that, you know? Oh, that's always time. Every time I think about a twin, I'm like, "What if I marry a twin and then like I mistake them for their other twin?" I'd be like, "No, dumbass, I'm Erica. Janet's in the other room. You dummy."
Oh my god! I honestly have never had that worry.
Okay.
I like living in your brain though.
It's weird up there. It's real weird. I thought I wasn't the only one that thought that. No, I do. Anyway, so yeah, you have to go back up there, but this time you have to take Mama on your back. Yoda her.
We stepped over a couple of things there.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah, Lacta said no, so you basically have to go all the way back to Mama's. Yeah.
Sorry for the cough.
And that's when Mama realizes, like, I have to go see her. This is super important. The reason why that storm happened, because there's something up with your Cupid. If you keep connecting these things, it'll be all for naught. We'll all be dead. There'll be another Death Stranding. Yeah. It's over. And so she was like, I developed things while you were gone. I developed a way for you to sever the ties.
Yeah.
With BTs when you run across them. And then she hands them over. And I knew where this was going as soon as she said sever ties with BTs. And it was super sad to me. This is the first time in the game I kind of shed a tear, because it was tough for me to see. Basically, she says, practice cutting ties, and she says, it's time, cut my tie with my baby. And so you basically, the cufflinks now act like a, kind of like a switchblade, where like you can cut the cords that connect the BT. And you go ahead and cut that umbilical cord that connects them. The baby, BT baby, expires, disappears, and Mama is now free to leave. And just the thought of a mother losing her child, that just is very sad. It sucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm a monster. I didn't feel anything. I was like, okay, this is what we need to do. I got a cool-ass handcuff knife, Shank. This is dope. I'm in.
Those
break the game, though. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The handcuffs break the fucking game.
Don't
use them that much. Don't get carried away. Because then what you can do initially is then what you can do for BTs, and now I'm teaching you how to break the game. But, like, you stand there, you sense the BTs around you, hold your breath, just walk up, press square, cut the umbilical cord.
You don't even really need to scan for them. Just look for the prompt that come up.
Yeah. Well, you want to hold your breath because you don't want to hold your breath forever, so you know where to walk and stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
So, like, if you don't want to deal with BTs whatsoever, you can do that. And that's why I wish there was kind of, like, a limit to how many you can do. Because, I mean, there's a lot of BTs in a single area, so it's not like you could just cut one and you're good.
I wondered if you would cut all the BTs if they're just gone from that area.
I don't know. I was going to try that out, but
There's a lot.
In areas, so it's I wanted to try that out, but I kind of didn't. Also, there's bigger BTs, like massive ones. So I was like, maybe I don't fuck with that one.
But and then we get another weird scene where Mama lays on the floor and lets you zip her up in a garbage bag, which will never get old to me. That's super weird.
Super weird.
And you have to transport Mama all the way back up to Lachna in Mount Knot City, and here is where I think my zip lines did not work.
Sure.
Because I think I couldn't transport Mama on my back while I was on the zip line.
Right, yeah.
So I had to physically go up. I think I used a truck.
Okay.
So when Mama zips up, she's on your back. I tried to use a truck from outside that building, But yes. There is an unskippable fight with a BT, one of the catches.
This one's one of the coolest fights, dude.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I mean. But I had a truck with a bunch of delivery stuff in it, and I drove into it, and then the tar just destroyed it. Fuck. I was like, no! But yeah, you basically have to fight Mama, fight this giant BT with Mama on your back.
Yeah.
And
because you cannot really hold anything other than Mama and like a couple things on your back, like tops four, the cool thing about this boss fight is it's not about defeating the BT. It's teaching you that you can run away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make them disappear as well. So you're
absolutely,
it's trying to pounce on you and everything. And there's just a sense of tension when you accidentally land in the tar pit rather than because like buildings and cars will pop up from the ground. It'll make you traverse the area mm-hmm. faster. That when you fuck up and you land in the piece of tar, you're like, oh no. And there's like that, a mounting dread on you. I thought it was super
I kept cool. saying like, come on, get up, Sam. Get up, Sam. Keep mm-hmm. going. Gotta keep going. Yep. Keep going. Yep. It's very tension filled, which I like that about it. Where absolutely. You don't have to fight it. You can escape it and the tension is still there. You still get the thrill of defeating a boss. Yeah. Just in a different way.
Terrific.
You make your way up again through that bloodthirsty mule camp. Yep. If you don't take them out first, then they'll be there and it sucks.
I used the same path I went and did the last time and it worked.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I lived. Whew.
See, I did the zipline thing, so I didn't. Yeah. They were still there and I didn't have a set path, but I had a truck. So I picked up a truck and I went that way with Mama.
I tried to do the truck so it was faster, but couldn't.
Mm.
And so, like, it got me most of the way there.
Yeah.
And then, I was able to reunite Lachna and Mama. And there's a really cool BT-ish area around you as well mm-hmm. that you have to navigate through. It was kind of like, it kind of felt like a labyrinth of sorts. It was really cool. I really like traversing that area a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And just in general. But, like, yeah, we reunite Lachna and Mama, and then something weird happens.
Yeah. Mama dies.
Yeah. Which I was just like, what? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if we learn it now or later, but it's one of the most confusing parts of the game.
Yes.
Because you don't know why she died. Well, we kind of know why she died, but you don't know why she's not necrotizing and causing a void out because she's dead. Her body stays pristine, basically. Yeah. And also, like, you still hear Mama's voice. So she's not gone.
Well, I mean, it's Lachna and her have this pretty much same exact voice.
Well, no, Joe. You actually are hearing Mama.
What?
Yeah, man. Mama's voice and her spirit are still connected to Lachna, and they're still communicating to you.
Right.
So Mama is still communicating to you, and so is Lachna, but they're two separate voices, two separate people talking to you.
Well, look, but they have the same voice, is what I'm trying
to say. No, that's what I mean. But Mama is still there. You are still talking.
Like, there'll be
Mama.
Like Sam will like they'll talk to you because then Lachna is now part of your crew.
Yeah.
Or the I don't know the Voltron.
Yeah, she after she meets Mama, she fixes your Cupid.
Yeah,
and you can go about connecting.
And now Lachna has like one side of her eye is Mama's eye, and the other side is hers. It's
which is cool. Yeah,
yeah, it is pretty dope. But like, still weird. That is super Kojima, and that is something as a viewer you have to be okay with. And it makes me think: is it only Kojima that could get with this stupid shit? Like, that we're on board with it. I think so. If anybody else tried to do this, you'd be making fun of them, calling it how stupid it is.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. How did you like this chapter in a whole before we get to the other chapters?
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I liked Mama's story as a whole, complete thing. I liked, like you said, the traversal through the mountains. It was a different kind of traversal, which was cool. Kind of breaks up what we were doing in 3.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 was whatever because it was such a short little like battle type thing.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked how each kind of section of the game has its own look and its own feel to traversal.
They're always teaching you something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlocking again, new structures like the zip line. Like there were things that to keep you fresh.
Yeah. And that was the really important thing about this game and how we're experiencing it is it's like, yeah, like traversing, like it's teaching you various ways of how to go about the world and what type of terrain you're going to fight with or traverse through. And it's just like, it's always a zen moment, but the way it fills you with dread when you're in a BT area is different in every area. Like that mountain area we're going to talk about in the next few chapters.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the amount of dread I had.
Oh yeah. 'Cause
there's this huge mountain pass with like a million BTs and I have to get through it and they're seemingly everywhere. And it's just like, where the fuck do I go?
Yeah.
It scares the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. So yeah. The next chapter.
Yeah. So episode six, chapter six.
Yeah.
So the synopsis that I'm going to read from IGN that Mitchell wrote, is six and seven combined. So that is what we're going to do. We're going to read this that covers episode six and seven. Sam returns to his room after he delivers Mama, and takes a nap. When he wakes up, he finds that the BB, who he now adorably calls Lou, is missing. Deadman shows up with BB in hand and informs him that while BBs are meant to be a bridge between the world of the living and the other side, Lou is starting to veer too closely to the world of the living by developing into an actual baby. Deadman warns that Lou will cease functioning in a couple of days unless he performs an operation to reset it, essentially tugging it back to the middle of the line between the two worlds. Sam hands Lou back over to Deadman, leaving Sam to take on missions where he is blind to BTs. So I'm going to stop right there for a second. This, I was so upset that they took my BB away. Because you're talking about this area was filled with BTs. Your scanner doesn't work because there is no BB to help you scan for BTs. So you are basically, you have to really rely on people putting up signs saying, hey, BTs are here. Mm-hmm. And when you see the handprints in the ground, you better start sprinting because there is no way that you're going to sense them and get the jump on them. It's super difficult. Did you find this part difficult or no?
Can I be real about the Deadman chapter?
Yeah.
I love the gameplay elements of it.
Uh-huh.
I hate the story elements of it.
Okay. Well, let me finish reading the rest of the synopsis before we get into it. Fast forward a bit and Sam makes his way back to Deadman to retrieve a rebooted BB, a reunion interrupted by another chiral storm that precedes yet another meeting with the menacing Clifford Unger. Deadman and Sam now find each other inside a World War II themed nightmare world, where when he eventually finds Deadman through the war zone, Sam takes BB back, which has now imprinted himself upon Deadman, finally making him see BBs as more than just a tool. Sam faces off against Clifford once again, and in another scuffle, he manages to snag Clifford's dog tag before waking up in his private room. Here we learn a whole boatload of secrets, including what happened with Sam's wife and child. They died in a void out. Where Deadman got his name, he's an artificial human grown from pluripotent stem cells, with parts of him made up of body parts from corpses to replace the defective ones, and the identity of Clifford Unger. He's a U.S. Army Special Forces captain who served in Kosovo and Iraq.
All right. So.
Yeah, what's your issue with the Deadman chapter?
Too many places to unlock. So, like, it's cool that they take the BB away. Mm-hmm. My problem is, all of a sudden, we're calling him Lou. There was no cue before that, like, you had... Like, you know how in The Last of Us, that relationship between Ellie and Joel is so realistic?
Yeah.
Because it's not just through cinematics that they're telling the story. It's also the conversations... So sorry, I'm dying. It's also the conversations that they're having during the gameplay. And when it's not behind the wheel and directing the story, here you get little bits of it where like Sam's doubting himself through traversal and he'll give a little talking to Lou now more than ever from this point on.
Mm-hmm.
He'll start calling him Lou, but like there was never like in episode two being like, hey, little guy.
Yeah.
Hey, or like episode three, like, you know what name am I going to give you? And then maybe in episode five, as he's traversing with him, like, I think I'm going to call you Lou.
Yeah.
Now, does that sound way better than all of a sudden he's calling him Lou?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then, like, Deadman's story is, again, I understand a lot of shit. This will never make sense. None of it makes sense. You know what I mean? It's sci-fi. But, like, I know you can't just, you know, what was the guy's name? Bosnian brain this situation. You can't just put a brain in a jar and just put another brain in a body. Like, I like what he says. He's like, I'm literally a human Frankenstein. I don't have a beach and I don't belong to this world. But I'm just like, no, you could do though. You're someone's brain. You're someone's conscience. Like, I don't know. That was stupid to me. And the fact that, like, I was that level lasts around for me, I think it was like 2 to 3 hours. And this is when Jedi Fallen Order came out. So I stopped midway through to finish up Jedi. And so when I came back to it, I'm just like, all right, I don't have this. And maybe it's on me, but yeah, I didn't like that portion of it. It's just the story elements didn't make sense. But the traversal is the coolest, Kyle.
I guess. Basically, the mountains, we're now in snow territory.
Yeah.
We're in snow, and...
Snowboard city, bitch.
Okay, so here's the thing. I not once did that. Not once did I ride one of those floating carriers as a snowboard.
That is why this was as awesome. Because I'm plowing the fresh snow on the field, broskies. I am... There's like a mechanic, I think, up top on the tippy top of the mountain that you're supposed to get to. Big pain in the ass. And you got to get to him again. And that's where I use zip lines. But when I got to the top, I saved it. And then I put the carriage. You unlock a carriage in the game.
Yeah, the floating carrier.
Floating carrier that you could put your stuff in. And it helps with traversal tremendously, by the way. Always carry that with you. Floating carrier, best friend. And... it's also the hoverboard from fucking Back to the Future. So you can hop in it, carry nothing with you, by the way, and then just go down. And, like, you can, it works like a skateboard. And it's the coolest thing that I was able to skip this huge BT fight that I would have had. Like, they're all chasing after me, but they couldn't catch up because I was going so fast on my snowboard. And then, like, halfway through, I got, I hooked onto a truck. And then I did a little weird turn, and I hit a pile of manure, and it fell right on the BTs. And then he's just like, the BTs pops out. He's like, I hate manure. And it's in his mouth, and it's gross, dude. It's gross. It's poop. You know? I broke you on that one. But no, seriously, the traversal with the carrier, I did that 5 times. So much fun. That's why I love – that's – the redeeming portion. So, also,
on my side of things for traversal in this area, since I did not do that, obviously you're walking through this feet of snow, you're going to walk slow. So it was a trudge to get through this area. One, you're without BB, so you can't really scan for BTs.
Yeah.
And scanning without BB still gives you the terrain slopes, right?
Yes, it will not give you the... So, like, how you're supposed to do it is you're supposed to hear the...
Yeah.
And then that's when you're like, fuck.
but I mean, like, if you scan without BB, you still get the terrain colors.
Yeah, you
right?
only get the terrain. You will not see BTs.
So it was a lot of that, like, figuring out when the hard slopes are, and, like, you run out of stamina real fast, and if you don't have Monster in your canteen, you're in trouble. Because that happened to me. I ran out of Monster.
Oh, really?
I had, barely an inch of stamina left. And I couldn't replenish it, so I was constantly falling.
You know what, Kyle? I'm not here to talk shit about you or our friends. But let me proceed to talk shit about you and our friends. I think I'm pretty good at games, because I never really use a canteen much. Only in certain times. Yeah. Never really had a problem with stamina. There was times I got close. Like, sometimes I was at, like, 3 bars. But I always, like, took a pit stop at every new area. Like, I always freshened up. Always pushed
up
piss.
I did, too.
Like, I never did. I don't know. And, like, when you're like, oh, it's really hard to navigate, I'm like, hey, you know, just there's lower slopes and you think you can take it, maybe you don't. And, like, I've never had that issue.
So,
like,
here's the thing.
Traversing through the snow is so much fun for me.
Because I think you use the all-terrain exoskeleton. I did not. So that's probably why you didn't really feel the need.
God, these levels were my jam.
It was super cool. I'm one of those people, if you play, and this is going to sound super douchey. And I don't mean it to sound that way.
Say it.
When I'm in a cold, snowy area, I actually feel cold.
Yes, like, that's why I love it.
I feel cold myself in my room playing because of the area that I'm in. I think it's cool. I am immersed. There's that word that people hate. I am immersed.
Like, I'm like, oh, all I want is like, it would be really cool if I could make a little tent right now. Make a little fire and just like chill out and like take this awesome experience in. Mm-hmm. That's what this game does so well. Is it's like, take this experience in. I do the same thing. So I'm vibing with you, Hardy.
All right, good.
Yeah. Like it is immersive through the environment. And it's through like hearing the crunch of the snow.
Yeah.
And the shifting of it as well. It's kind of like sand. It's terrific.
And in this area, it's not traditional timefall. No. It's snow. It's a blizzard.
Snowfall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, doesn't make sense. Snow will fall on your face. It will age you.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Just give me a fucking helmet. Which they do, and then you look like a douchebag.
I also felt that my cargo deteriorated very quickly.
Yes.
In the mountains.
That is why it's so awesome that people put up the mushroom tents.
Yeah.
That, because it disperses container mist.
And I guess your servers were more friendly in this area, because I did not have those.
Yeah.
I would be
putting them
really
up a lot too.
And okay.
Which it's like, am I doing something wrong, guys? Because I'm not getting any likes on these, and I feel like they're really helpful. But fuck you.
See, I was using mine for zip lines, so like, I didn't use it for those.
I sounded really hurt. So fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
I tried really hard to make you guys happy, build a bridge. Yeah. But yeah, other than the story beats, I was a fan of 6 strictly because of the level design.
Absolutely.
It was just so on point. Do you want to switch over to Clifford, episode 7?
That synopsis was kind of built into there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we there's another storm. This time, I think Deadman and Fragile and everyone knows what's going to happen because they believe that you got swept away into this battlefield. Mm-hmm. So this time you're in World War II. It looked like a map from Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, yeah.
Call of Duty.
Can I be real with you here?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because spoiler alert, we're recording like a slew of shows in one take. So I'm sick again, by the way. I'm still sick. So I'm coughing. I'm sorry. But I'm shitting you not. I was making a roast beef sandwich. 4 slices, nice and meaty. A nice slice of Munster and mayonnaise. Put a little salt on that. Enhances the flavor. And I had it on a nice Italian bread. Those Italians, they know how to make a loaf, by God. And I was thinking about it, and I totally forgot because I was really on the sandwich. I forgot my point. The cool thing is how these beaches come to be, because you're actually teleported onto a beach. It's just a collective hive mind beach that when there's a lot of death in one area and it's a traumatic event, it has it where it's in a perpetual loop of chaos. So these people that are fighting, these BT things that are fighting each other, are just memories in a constant loop of warfare. So I really dug that part. And this is what I was getting at. This was actually my favorite fight with Clifford because it was giving me so much exposition as to why these things are here. It was a cool enough explanation as well. And I feel like it was a cool resolution as well towards the end.
Yeah, this is when there's more interaction between Sam and Clifford.
Mm-hmm. Because you still don't know who this guy is. And it was getting to the point of like, dude, why are you here? Why me?
Yeah.
You still kind of wonder that, but like, even like traversing through the sewer system was terrifying. Mm-hmm. It gave, because it did what the first one was doing, where it's you're sensing it through your Odin deck, and it's just like you have to do it through a first person perspective as well. Mm-hmm. So I like when Kojima does these weird things of how you're fighting the same thing over again but slightly different. Mm-hmm. It made it feel really good. I don't know. What were your thoughts on episode 7?
I was better than the episode 4, the Unger one.
Yeah.
I do like this environment better. And I think the reason why, the main reason why I like this more was the end part where Clifford goes up and is like, that's my BB. and like you get a little bit more backstory. You see some sort of recognition in his eyes as to why he's going after this unit, this tool. Mm-hmm. It gave me more insight into this guy that I just saw in Visions.
At this point, Kyle.
Yeah.
What do you think that BB is to him? Like, what do you think? Who do you think Clifford is? Because we've beaten the game already. So yes. At this point, what do you think it was?
To me, I think it was Clifford's baby that was taken from him.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear at this point that is kind of what they're hinting at.
Yeah.
And yet you can see the pain on Mads's face. Like, he just wants his baby back.
I was definitely thinking that him and Higgs are definitely in cahoots.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking at this point, Higgs is the one calling the shots, mm-hmm. because all this guy's motivation is he wants his kid back, and Higgs is using that as a tool for what is this larger BT entity that we don't know much about. Mm-hmm. I really thought that Mads was the body you were carrying in the beginning. That's what I was thinking. And it very much could be at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What I was thinking. Because I'm like, because I'm not trusting Bridges at the moment. I don't trust Die Hard Man at all. Mm-hmm. And even in this level, what's his face? Dead Man comes up to you like, listen, there's some sketchy shit going on with Dead Man. Die Hard Man. I don't know what's going on, but we need to keep comms low.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're just like, okay, so there's a mystery that is being introduced. Mm-hmm. So I really dug it. And when Mads is, like, holding you and, like, he gives you the dog tags.
Yeah.
It's just like, why is he giving you this? Why is this message? Why is he relaying it? And why isn't he just like, hey, let me just take this baby off your hands? Like, why give you the dog tags?
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very strange. It is. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, we're in pure Kojima crazy storytelling land. Yeah. This is what Kojima is known for when it comes to, like, out there stories.
Did you like the play on the twins thing?
The Malingan and
Lachna, yeah, Mama and Lachna.
In which way? Just in general?
Of like, oh, they're twins, so this one's gonna feel that one, like, because you know, there's always been those theories of like twins are somehow connected to each other.
They can feel pain if they're away from each other. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't mind it. Okay. It would, you know, I've at this point in my life, 32 years old, I've watched a lot of entertainment and consumed a lot. When it comes to twins, like, I figure, like, I know.
It's always cool.
In the back of my head, I knew that's where you're going with it. I know Michael, that trope.
Michael, twins.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. Be right back. I'll be right back. Twins.
So I'm used to that trope by now when it comes to twins, so.
It's a little weird. I think I'm on board with it now, though. Now that we got that clarity, thanks to Mitchell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Overall, this is the part where I was back in, because I thought the chapter with Dead Man was, and it's weird because episode 3 was long, but it felt good.
Yeah.
Episode 2 was long, but I'm still in. This one, I was just like, I'm too long without Lou. Not because of the emotional attachment that I have on this BB, which I definitely do. I care for Lou at this point. But it's just like, it's kind of getting frustrating that you gave me this tool, you're taking it away from me just because you want to freshen up the combat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
for sure. That's what I have. But can I tell you one story and then it'll be...
Yeah, go for it.
Close it out. Because we're not at an hour yet, crazy enough. During this, I wiped out on my snowboard. Totally gnarly, dude. Yeah. And these BTs got me. And it wasn't just one BT, but it was fucking two of them.
Oh, yeah. The two giant lion things?
Joseph had to make an executive decision. It was either run or go out. like a man. That's what men do. So I ran. No. so I busted out like all my grenades, and I was just like, this is, it reinforced the idea of like, combat could be great in this game when you're not extremely overpowered. Because at the end, you are extremely overpowered.
Absolutely.
And it was this equal fight of like, they could take me out because I can't move well. I could take them out before they get to me because I have these grenades that hurt like a son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. I had like two assault rifles. I had like a lot of blood bags and a pistol. And it literally came down to my wits at one point. It was just like, I had like three shots in my pistol left. And it was this terrific fight of just juggling between these two, their bosses. Like, if you're fighting a BT, you're fighting what they consider a mini boss in a game.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm fighting two of them at once, and it was the most thrilling, fun, and engaging experience that I had with this game throughout when it came to the combat. It just felt so good and so rewarding after I beat them as well. Yeah. And I was like, I overcame this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because Kojima kept on throwing me blood bags. I actually had to use my wits. It was challenging. Mm-hmm. I could have lost it all, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it didn't.
That was awesome. When you're, because I've had a couple, like, more than one of these giant catcher things attack me. They are extremely, it wakes you up. It's definitely thrilling. I think in one of the later chapters, I think there's three at one time in one section. And, oh, man, talk about stressful.
Yeah,
because especially if their timing all links together, so they're all pouncing at the same time, it is damn near impossible.
Yeah.
So you got to make like, and if you hit them with the grenade like right when they're about to pounce, it will cancel them out, and then they'll disappear, and then you can kind of like recollect your thoughts, maybe try to find the end of this tar pit.
Yeah.
To kind of get out. Bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool, for sure. Yeah.
So in on this game at this point. It's again, like I said it in the last episode, like it's so weird because we're in game of the year season as of recording, and I'm just like, is this my game of the year? And sometimes when we're talking about it, I'm like, nah, but like right now at the end of this episode, I'm like, yeah, like it's really good.
This
it's
is the so... point when I sped through it for a whole day. Like this is where I was like, I can't stop playing. I need to see it at the end, to the end.
Now, my question to you before we close the show out, is this your favorite, where is your favorite episode?
Ooh.
Yeah. Because we're right about to hit mine.
I was about to say, I also am a big fan of the next one.
Yeah.
But I think Mama's is up there. I love the Mama chapter, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Eight's really good, and then nine is very contentious for a ton of reasons. Nine is like the last Jedi, you know, of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can't wait, but we got how many more chapters go? 8, 9, 10. We got 11, like 14?
12, 13, 14.
Yeah. 14. Yeah.
There's we're at
episode 8.
Yeah. And hang on to your seats for these plot synopses. Yeah. When we
if
get
you're like,
them,
this cause... makes no sense, you guys. What's going on?
Get ready.
You're like, I thought with more detail and more.
Honestly, we could probably have a whole hour episode on just the credits. And that's not even a joke.
That is, I wish it was. But you know what? Yeah, that's thoughts for another episode.
Yeah.
Until then, Kyle. I don't know how to end the show.
Keep your wits about you. Keep playing. That's your thing. I don't have an outro to the show yet. So keep being great.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Death Stranding.
Yeah, keep playing it. Yeah.